This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a fabulous way to start an hour of the Good Day program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. James Collins is at the controls in our main studio in Dallas. And the listening to that song brings me around to understanding how important singing is, how important playing music is, no matter where you are in life. If you have an appreciation for any kind of music, you think about the Grammys and all the different types of music that were showcased there, but think about your own life and what you like and whether or not you are able to play, whether you're able to sing. I've never played an instrument, but I can sing and I enjoy it, and it is it's like a mood setter for me. So when I'm in a funky place, like I am kind of right now, think about all the music. I drove to Pennsylvania and upstate New York, posted a picture of Lake Ontario on my personal Facebook page, Jay, which you can, if you want to post it on the Good Day Facebook page.
I just beautiful.
Was picking up a couple of pieces of farm equipment for the weekend because I decided not to go to California because it would have been, I would have been in the car all the time getting from my daughter's house to my son's house and traveling around. I just know how it is when there is the situation that exists there. Jennifer, in fact, isn't with us today, in part because of the weather. Anyway, so this whole business about music and thinking about the Grammys and thinking about all the different types of music, scientists are working on a project to open up people. Well, Jay's almost 40, so you can fit into this.
Oh, we can go for it. I've been saying I was 40 since I was 37. We can go ahead and put me.
Have you really?
I have. Mm-hmm. Because people
really?
Take it more seriously when you enter the next decade, I found.
You think? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, there are 1,000 adults who have told this story, the effect of playing a musical instrument or singing on them. They were studied to find out what the benefits are. About emotions, about your memory, about your cognitive speed of understanding things that you read or that you hear. There were 25,000 people signed up for this project, and it's been running for a number of years. So they've come up with sort of an exciting finding. The findings being reviewed right now by a bunch of people that, you know, have expertise in how your brain works. How your cognition works. The findings show that playing a musical instrument, particularly the piano, is linked to improved memory and the ability to solve complex tasks. This is
astounding.
Executive function stuff. So if you play now, the older you are, the more you play, you even get more benefits. This particular work suggests that singing is also linked to better brain health, although it may not. There's a lot of social factors that are involved in this. I was part of a choir from when I was in the fifth grade in church, and then later on when I was in college. And I have, to the distress and distraction of people that have been either my bosses on radio stations or people who have carried this program for the past 30, 35, 36, 37, what is it, 36 years, I will sing when so motivated, when so moved, because music is such an important thing, and I'm not interested in trying to pull back and say, ah, it sounds like, I don't know what it's, what it sounds like is me being in my happy place, being in my good place. And now I see that it is also very helpful for my brain's resilience and cognitive reserves. There is more research that's being done into this, but the findings, according to one of the people that's running the study, indicate that promoting music education would be a valuable part of public health initiatives. And you know that the government during the George Bush administration, because they wanted to spend money, I can point the finger at this guy and at this. This was a disaster. The Iraq War wasn't just a disaster because it was the Iraq War. We took $3 trillion out of the economy that was earmarked for education. Directly affected the education of people from that point to this point. Music ed was affected. Phys ed was affected. Mm-hmm. Health ed was affected.
Places, it was all out.
Civics. Yeah, right. So we did, in the name of war, the people say, oh, this is a stretch. No, it's not. There's a direct line, a direct correlation in that era after the attack of 2001. Listen. September 11th was something that we all had to and still do deal with. But the way that it was, you know, played out so that we went to war with Iraq, it was nuts. Crazy. One of the worst moments in the history, the modern history of our country. And because of that, music activities in schools were unfunded. So they were stopped. They looked at, okay, the U.S. education budget, what can we cut? And those programs were cut. So, you know, if that's the case, then are we getting back to it? I don't see a uniform reversal of that policy and music programs being instituted in public schools around the country. But one of the things that really is, as we get older, if you don't have a good memory, if your mind isn't working, you have memory loss as your brain sort of hardens. You know, there are a lot of ways, not only music, but if you take a lot of fish oil and things like that, it helps to lubricate your brain. Literally and figuratively, all of this stuff helps to keep your brain working. And so I hope they do some more work on this, the impact of this. Music and cognition go together kind of like love and marriage.
Yeah.
Right? This is
a
direct line.
People who have lost all of their memories. They don't have a single memory because of dementia, Alzheimer's, stuff like that. They hear a song familiar to them because they were so involved with it, and certain memories start coming back, or they know how to play it. There was one video of an elderly former ballerina who heard, I think it was like Swan Lake or something, and she started doing the movements in her chair. Like, she remembered the entire choreography.
Yeah. That's, I'm talking about inspiration, right? There's an inspiration for you. All right, let's move on to the practical problems at Boeing. Here we go again. For the third time in as many weeks, a major problem has been found in the production line of the 737 MAX. And more things. I think I read four articles this weekend. I know how to do it because I fly all the time to determine this was a primer for people who don't want to fly on the 737 MAX. How can you find out what kind of an airplane there is? Well, most airlines will list when you are making a reservation. For example, when I go to American Airlines and I make my reservations to go wherever, like this week I'm going to Dallas on Thursday to see James on Friday and to attend a funeral of a great friend of mine, and then I'll go on to California. So when I make the reservation, I look not only at times, but I look because they print on the schedule that's online what kind of a plane it is. And you can easily see what kind of a plane it is. So when you make a reservation, if you see 730, that most airlines will do like the 737-8. So on the jargon, it'll say 738, which is a 737-8, the MAX 8. Or it'll say 737 MAX. That's how you know. If you don't want to fly in the plane, then you look for another plane. So the problem that they found late last week, memo was sent to the employees, actually not until late in the weekend. The head of the commercial aircraft unit and then the supplier of the fuselage and the nose of the jet. It's a company called Spirit AeroSystems from Kansas City. They've apparently not been drilling holes in the right place, according to the memo. So they have to go back through 50 planes, take the nose off of these planes to find out whether they had the holes drilled in the fuselage. Now, everybody's looking at everything. The holes are misdrilled. This sound, it kind of feels like it's in the weeds because, you know, the average person isn't going to worry too much about whether there's a hole in the right place for a bolt. But because there have been so many other things that have happened around the 737, and even when it's not a 730, anything that happens to any Boeing plane becomes blown way up out of proportion. Like I said to you last week, one of the tires fell off of a 757 that was taking off from Atlanta, and the news media made a big deal out of it. The tire hadn't been put on properly by the maintenance people. It had nothing to do with the plane. It just had to do with the fact that the tire, they changed the tires on the front of the plane, and when they put the tires, it's like you change your tire on the road. You don't tighten up all the lugs properly. Mm-hmm. You know, it would seem kind of simple. You're running an airline, and the maintenance people, you know, Delta is, I think, America's best airline, and they have the best service record, but, you know, somebody didn't put the tire on right, so it fell off when it was taking off. No damage done. Nobody got hurt. And so the best way to fix the problem is to put the tire on right, and that was the end of that. But the news media, to look at, you'd think that there was a mid-air collision between two planes or something because the tire fell off. Well, Boeing has wrought this on itself because of the bean counters. Instead of having engineers run the company like always was the case, when they happened to buy out another big company back 30 years or so ago, McDonnell Douglas was absorbed by Boeing. And so the people running McDonnell Douglas, who didn't do a good job in the first place, somehow got to be in charge of Boeing, and it's been downhill ever since. So hopefully they're going to fix this, because this is a serious problem for travelers, but also for the economy and the psychology of America. It's a big, big company. All right, 18 after on Good Day.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us, with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Doug Steffen with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking, when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so the people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner digging around in the social media department so we can understand. Oftentimes when we do this, we're talking about trending items, and there's certainly a lot of stuff about Taylor Swift that's all over the place. But here's something that focuses on Laura Benatti, who's trying to organize a social media ban within her daughter's friendship group. This is a hands-on approach. I don't know. She's an actress. I think she's a Broadway person more than anything else.
Oh, she's got a lot of Tonys. Stage and screen. She has been nominated, I think, 5 times. She has one Tony. She really has done so much. The Sound of Music, Into the Woods, 9 is the one that she won her Tony for, and she also was in The Sound of Music Live, the televised special, and then Nashville, and what's the recent film? No Hard Feelings. She was in that one.
All right, so she's all over the place talking about social media being poisonous. She was talking about her new show, Laura Benanti. Is it Benanti? How do you pronounce it? Benanti is how it's spelled. Benanti.
Yeah, Laura Benanti. Nobody cares. Right. Her one-woman show.
This is in New York. So she talks about that as she is promoting it. And then she talks about a book called Digital Minimalism by somebody named Cal Newport, which tackles the impact of social media on your mental health and productivity, and why it's a good idea to unplug. It kind of reminds me again of that clip that we keep playing. I don't know that we need to do it here, James, but the clip from Yellowstone where that the young... Well, you can play it. Yeah, let's play it because I think it's worth repeating. If you have not heard this, I've played it a number of times here. It so summarizes what Ms. Benanti is talking about and what a lot of other people are talking about with regard to what's going on with children who are teenagers and people who are in their 20s. This is a clip. This lady plays the wife of one of Dutton's sons, and she's a teacher in a high school. And so she asked the class to go outside because she figures, because they're all doing nothing but looking at social media and their phones when they're in the classroom. So she figures they go outside, maybe it'll be better. But in fact, this is what happens.
Look at you guys. I thought moving the class outside for a day would get you off your phones, but you're still staring at your tiny screens. Liking photos of people you've never met, commenting on their lives, will they comment on yours? Do you have any idea what's happening in the world you live in? Do you think that the photo on your screen has anything to do with that world? The world you live in is slowly shrinking. There's a tiny group of men who are buying it and stripping it naked and selling you what they extract. They're raping your world and selling you what they take. I mean, they sell you the water you drink, the air you breathe, and you line up for it like sheep. They will kill your brother and steal your child and pollute everything you love. And you'll never notice because you're so hypnotized by a world that doesn't exist.
There it is. That's pretty much what Laura Benanti is saying as well. As she said, I think this is so poignant. I'm glad you brought this to my attention so I can talk about it here. Miss Benanti says that we're not meant to communicate with as many people as we communicate with every day. It's just not normal. Our brains don't know how to handle it. Every time we see a notification, it spikes our fight or flight. And it does, doesn't it? Let me look at the people. They get all worked up about stuff they see.
The lizard brain is always engaged.
Right. Yep. So all of our adrenals are tapped all the time. It's unhealthy and scary. Makes me upset and makes me sad. So I don't know how many studies she said need to be done. But
underscoring the message. Well, she has the idea of going to the parents within her child's friend group so that they can all band together so nobody ends up being left out. It's not like they're the only one banned from social media.
Yeah. All right. Certainly there's more food for thought here. This is a good day at 28 after the hour.
Cash Crunch, there's an app for that. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can earn cash back using the Upside app for gas, groceries, and at participating restaurants. Open a free account and then claim offer at participating businesses. You can redeem points for gift cards or deposit to your bank account. And who pays for this? The merchants who want you to be a regular. Read more at upside.com. You might already check gasbuddy.com for best price at the pump in your zip code, and their free forever gas card can save as much as 25 cents a gallon. And here's a tip. If you're unfamiliar with an app, hit bbb.org, the Better Business Bureau, and Google user reviews. Be careful which apps you let onto your phone. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republicans say they will block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposal includes laws to revise immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short. The flood watch covering San Diego County has been extended until 10 Tuesday night, courtesy of the latest storm making its gradual descent from other regions of Southern California into San Diego.
The Pacific jet stream is pushing all this moisture and atmospheric river into our region. So this will be a slow-moving, prolonged period of rain.
Alex Tardy with the National Weather Service. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, but Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention the 75-year-old commenced regular treatments Monday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Lance Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
My day.
Don't have to do anything
that's
more than that.
Is that what that line's from?
That's what it's from.
I had no idea.
Go ahead. Yes.
Hunga bunga. All right. Anyway, I have a lot of things to think about and talk about. We are in the talk business. I am so distracted by everything that there is. As I've gone through the last couple of hours, you know, the usual routine of looking at a whole bunch of sites and trying to figure out what the best angle is on stories that we can talk about on the air. Taylor Swift is everywhere. Everywhere. You cannot go to any social media site and not see her, the story of her bagging her fourth win for the album. We even have it on, if you go to the Good Day Show, all of our social media, Jay's posted this stuff everywhere because it is, it's everywhere.
History making. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, but, so, what do we make with, where does she go from here? She's in her, what, early 30s? Where does somebody who's been this successful...
34, 32?
34, okay. And under the circumstances, by the way, as much as we think about her and Kelce, this weekend is the Super Bowl, so she's apparently singing, she has a couple of gigs in Japan, and one of them is over on Saturday night, and so she's apparently going to fly back for the Super Bowl game. Has there been... So was Kelce in the audience last night? Was there a focus on him?
No, he wasn't allowed to go because there's strict guidelines for the team. They have a bunch of practices. They all have to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
He's under lock and key right now until the Super Bowl.
All right. But has he gone to her? Does he go to any of her performances? Like, she's going to the football games. Does he go to any of her, does he go to her performances when she sings?
Yes, he has seen her air.
Has he? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Just checking to make sure that there's a two-way street here.
that's equal partnership.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, from what, nobody knows what's happening behind closed doors. You can only see what is in front of everyone. But this seems like the most equally matched pairing of all of her relationships, where it seems
in
like
what way?
A true partnership with give and take. Well, it always kind of seemed like other relationships were not hush-hush, but they were kept a little bit out of the spotlight. She didn't go to any events supporting who she was with. The person she was with didn't go to any events supporting what she was doing. And it almost was one of those things where it just seemed like the men she's dated in the past didn't want to have the title of Taylor Swift's boyfriend. They wanted their own title for doing their own things, where Travis Kelce is a secure enough man and secure in his own right and what his own abilities are. He already knows he's an awesome football player. He already knows he's a pro athlete, a Super Bowl champion. He is proud Alpha Foxtrot to be Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Yeah, so that's fun. Yeah, I have a big smile on my face listening to that. I think... Mm-hmm. That's a great example, frankly. This is one of the things. I think Taylor Swift sets a fabulous example for women, for men, for people. She seems to have it all together, her head screwed on right. And in this circumstance, as much as we're here observing and we're talking about what we observe, what we think, what we see, what we feel. And I think you're right. He does seem to be, if we're going to focus on good relationships and healthy relationships, I saw something about Jay-Z and some kookamonga thing. He married some woman 11 months ago, and now they're getting divorced. And
Jay-Z?
How much?
Jay-Z's married to Beyonce.
Jay-Z? No, then who's the other one? The other rapper, not Jay-Z, maybe. I don't remember. It was one of those guys. And maybe that's disrespectful to say that, because they all, rappers... As it turns out, see, this is where I dig myself a hole. All rap to me feels like it's the same. I know who LL Cool J is, and I think he is exactly that. He is cool. He's a good actor. He's good. People like him. They like his message. Now, I don't really know what the content of his rap songs are, but I know people like him. He exudes good energy. So when you go to Jay-Z or Puff Daddy or whoever these other guys are, and I know I sure sound like an old fart, but the stuff all sounds the same to me. And it isn't. I know that. Some of it's really nasty. The guy who won, who's the guy that won at the Oscars, the rapper? somebody killed or George. What was his? What was the guy's name?
Oh, at the Grammys, Killer Mike. He got three. He received three Grammy awards and then was escorted out in handcuffs by police officers. Mm-hmm. But I also think to echo kind of what you were saying, Doug, about sometimes certain music just sounds like. I think I don't know what age it is, but I feel like I'm getting there where I turn on the radio and I hear some newer things. And I'm kind of like, okay,
it sounds
is it this
same.
Artist? Is it that artist? Is it this artist?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of it sounds exactly like, or you hear the intro music before the lyrics come on, and you think it's one song, and it's actually a different song, and you're like, what is going on? I'm in a time warp.
Well, how can you change? There are only eight notes, and look at all the instruments, and the instrumentation, and the interpretation, the arrangements. I think of Frank Sinatra and all the arrangements of various songs. Yeah, and then I think this weekend I was on the road. I drove 1,000 miles in 2 days, and I was listening to my favorite channels where I could. I like to listen to local radio, and if I can't find what I want, I listened to myself a little bit on the Good Day Health shows that I heard on some stations as I'm going around New York State. And then I listened to the 60s channel, the 50s channel, or a couple of other channels on Sirius, and the music puts me in a fabulous place. And yet people said to me, somebody the last time I was complaining about how rap all sounds the same, sent me a note reminding me that all the doo-wop music of the 50s sounds the same. Well, to me, it doesn't, but yet it is. I get that. I know, so I'm just, I should be more open-minded, I guess.
Across different genres or different artists, sometimes the same artists, the same bands. Like, there's a thing going around right now where Backstreet Boys, if you pay attention to a lot of their hits, it has exact same percussion. It's the exact same drum beat across multiple songs. And I think there have been other artists where people are like, every single one of their songs sounds like the exact same song. And it's kind of just like, that's like a little bit of their, that's their footprint. That's their stamp of how you know you hear something before anything comes on. You're like, well, I already know it's going to be this artist because they have this.
You hear it.
Tell.
Right. And you can do that. The Beach Boys are an example of that. Even going back to Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, all their intros sounded the same. So, yeah. You can. It's comforting to hear that because you know what you're going to get. And is it the same today? Just different genres of stuff? I don't. Apparently, there's some value to it, I guess, because it is popular. And look at the winners from the Grammys, some of that stuff. I want to go down a side street here because this weekend is the Super Bowl. So now the Grammys are over, and we're talking about the Super Bowl. And what will be the, who takes home the trophy. I thought it was very nice. The Boston papers today have a note from former New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, who basically sent what is a very emotional thank you letter to what he describes and what's often referred to here as the Patriot Nation. So think about what he did when he was the ran the Patriots. Six times they won a Super Bowl. Six! He was there for 24 seasons. So on average, every 4 years he brought home the bacon. That was the greatest accomplishment any head coach had had in the history of the National Football League. Now, you all know I'm not a fan of football, but I am a fan of people and thinking about how people motivate other people. What makes, you can learn a lot from Bill Belichick if you're a business person and you watch or you understand how he moved that team into the winning place. And it's a study that's done by business schools, right? The business schools say, look at this guy and how he motivated his team. And so he writes
between Belichick and Tom Brady. Because you notice once they split up, neither one of them were successful.
Right. It was a bad mistake
on
the part of Belichick. Yeah. And there's an interesting... So Tom Brady has responded paying tribute to him, Belichick, as the best coach in the history of the NFL. And so, anyway, it's just a... It's a... It shows you a side. Everybody thinks this guy's a big, tough guy, and but the way this comes out the way that you can read between the lines, if you will. This is a very sensitive guy. And maybe that's how he did the motivating as well as he did, because he understood how his teams, how the people are, you know, this guy traveled all around the country, all around the world, and he understood, you know, he studied the opposition, and, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm looking at some of the signs that have been at the games after it was announced that he's going to leave. This guy, Jared Mayo, who's going to be the new coach, has the idea of him coming in has gone over like a lead balloon in Boston. Nobody's impressed with this guy. I don't know anything about him, but I know that I don't know anything about football, really. I'm not an expert, but I am I'm a pretty good observer of the human condition and of human beings. And so when I saw this, I thought, here's a guy who's really smart, and this is an insight into who he really was. And I think it helps you understand how he got the best out of the people that were playing, that were working for him. Because that's what they were doing. They were working for him. And he made them better. And therefore the team was better. And therefore it was better for the owner. It was better for all. Everybody was better because of Bill Belichick and the way he managed. So what seems foolish to me is that even though he's 71, how he had a 266 to 121 regular season record, and 30 wins and 12 losses in the postseason. This guy is amazing. So why didn't some other team, why didn't somebody else pick him up? Or maybe he's going to go to work for some company as a motivator. I don't know. But he sure got something going for him, and I wanted to acknowledge that as I look around in my observation post here on the Good Day program, where it's now 48 after the hour.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
The paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Let's get into the car mode, if we can. Mondays, and the visitation of one Nick Miles, who runs our AutoExpert.com, travels all around the world to examine cars and pickup trucks and things to help you understand what may be in your best interest when you're buying a new car. And some of the things that are highlights, the old business of Musk and what's going on with him. Shares of Tesla, I noted, Nick, have gone down 10%. This is after the earnings report and the fact that people are buzzing about Musk wanting to pay himself $56 million for running the company. And what is he? Is he really running the company? Or is he just going to suck $56 million out of it? And so wasn't some judge or something that says, nah, you can't get paid that much. I don't know how it got to court. Do you know any more about that?
Yeah, it was several years ago, actually, wages from several years ago. And as these judges like to go through and evaluate stuff for taxes, et cetera, they just said the payments weren't legal. And I'm not sure of the ins and outs of all this legal stuff, but he basically had to not receive his wages from a couple of years ago because the way that the company had structured it wasn't legal. Well, you'd think if you had that sort of money floating around, you had lots and lots of lawyers, but it was a lot of money. It was millions and millions and millions of dollars.
A lot of money. But it's still a private company. You got to be able to run it the way he wants. All right, so let's stick with Tesla for a moment because they're recalled. I think we talked about this last week, 2 million cars, safety issues, that sort of thing. The autopilot system may not work. The company has recalled 1.5 million cars that they exported to China because there's a steering system problem. I didn't realize that this car was that popular in China. I don't know whether that tells you something or not. What do you make out of all of that?
Yeah, I mean, Tesla's extremely popular in China. He's the only company in China that actually owns their own factory, because China has a rule that you can only own 49% of anything in the country. And for some strange reason, whoever benefited out of this is Elon got to build his own factory and own his own factory in China. And he owns his own company, which is not how the rest of the American companies do business out there. They have to only own 49%. Of it. But his problems increase now because the American NHTSA, the NHTSA, the highway safety guys, are saying that the safety lighting on the inside of the car is actually not legal. The font is too small, which I get. You know, you've got to be able to see it in the case of emergency, but it seems like a niggly little thing.
Yeah, it seems like there's too much government. That's what it seems like, bottom line. All right, so now let's talk about electric vehicles in general, our favorite focus. These Rivians are selling well, electric truck, electric SUV, and then there's been a test of some other electric vehicles rendering a decision from authorities that the roads in our country are not safe for electric vehicles. How did they come to that conclusion? What's the test about?
Yeah, interesting is actually the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. They've been testing these barriers that go up and down the sides of freeways. And those barriers were built for vehicles that have a center of gravity in a certain situation and they have a certain weight limit. Well, the electric vehicles don't weigh, they weigh a lot more than the cars, and they also, their center of gravity is a lot lower, and so they purposely crashed electric vehicles into these barriers to see how they did at 60 miles an hour, the guardrail that goes along the side of freeways, and discovered to their horror that the guardrails are not actually built to stop electric vehicles. They either go through them or under them because the center of gravity is so much lower. So they tested the Rivian RT1, and they also tested Tesla Model 3. The Model 3 actually went under the barrier, and the RT1 crashed through the barrier, which actually leads to a frightening thought that if these vehicles, as we get more and more of them on the road, hit these barriers at 60 miles an hour, you may not stop. You may just keep going, and that's a huge problem if you're a driver of one of these things.
Wow. What a great ad, right? What a great ad. So how is it this research apparently aims to inform states on how to protect lightweight gas-powered cars as well as some of the heavy EVs. So what's the takeaway here? That these cars shouldn't be on the road?
Well, you've got to start rethinking how we do safety, and these cars don't match safety that goes on with the rest of the vehicles. So you've got to be careful. Crashing into something with your electric car may not be protected as much as your gas car.
Great. All right, there's another reason to stay the hell away from electric vehicles. Nick Miles on the Good Day program.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.